terrible.
And let's talk about Tamara McCurdy, TamaraMcCurdy9207. Stiff complaint. Please help me. My ankle hurts. Number one. Number two, right leg swelling. Number three, I slipped and fell down. And since then, my right ankle is hurting when I was chasing my dog. Next number, not abdominal pain. Next number is dizziness. Next number is the pain has been so bad, sometimes I sweat. Our patient is a, next number, history of hypertension. Our patient is a 47-year-old woman, resides in Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-A-R-D, Texas. And she drives a lot back and forth to Houston to take care of some properties. She has some commercial properties that she takes care of. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 2 days. The abdominal pain has been going somewhat longer. Allergy coding, COVID immunization, up-to-date medication, Sertraline, Metoprolol, Albuterol. Medical problems, migraine headaches, asthma, hypertension, anxiety, depression. Surgery, complete hysterectomy. Last period, 2019, no smoking, no drinking, married. Has two children, two girls, 23 and 28. And lives with her husband. They live in Shepherd, as I mentioned. Allergy coding, family history, hypertension, stroke, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. Maintenance exam, mammogram. Is due. She's not interested at this time. Colonoscopy not due till age 50. She's alert. She's awake. Has swelling her right left ankle. I'm sorry, right ankle. Let's see. Not able to stand up because of leg pain. 97%, 98.7, 16, 94, 142 over 86. Heart pulses and pulses too long. Clear abdomen soft. There's swelling about the right ankle. There's decreased range of motion. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, right ankle pain. Number two, status post-trauma. Number three, x-ray shows the left, I'm sorry, right lateral malleolar fracture. Number six, number is Toradol, 60 milligram IM. Next number is Toradol, 10 milligram to take home. Next number, because of a nausea, we looked at her abdominal ultrasound, gallbladder within normal limits, aorta within normal limits. Next number is pelvic ultrasound is negative. Status post-hysterectomy. Next number is because of palpitation, dizziness, we looked at both her carotid and her echocardiogram, which were within normal limits. Next number, Doppler and arterial studies of the lower extremity shows no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number, upper arm pain related to the work that she does, but no sign of DVT or PVD noted there. Either next number, thyroid is within normal limits. Next number, lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. But not out of ordinary. Next number is vertigo, multifactorial. Next number is no carotid stenosis noted. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, right ankle in a ace wrap and a boot. Next number, not put any weight on it. Next number is get crutches. Next number is refer to Dr. Deloach, D-E-L-O-A-C-H, in Livingston, L-I-V-I-N-G-S-T-O-N, to take care of this fracture. Next week. Thank you. Elevation and ice is a must, as I discussed with patient. Thank you.